Scientists are using advanced genetic techniques to discover which Southeast Alaska species made it through the last ice age. That and other research might have lessons for the Tongass rainforest. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to scientists at a recent conference and has this report.
It's no secret that Southeast Alaska used to be covered with ice. Massive ice age glaciers pushed their way to the outer coast and beyond about 20,000 years ago. University of Montana forest ecology professor Paul Alaback has studied the region's rainforest for years.
If you imagine the ice covering Southeast Alaska, we know that the ice went way off the ocean, off of Baranof Island, and it was just absolutely bare, just scraped to the stone everywhere, and so we started all over.
Much of what grew back or moved into the new forests came from somewhere else. But Alaback, who worked for the Forest Service in Juneau, says genetic techniques show that some species survived.
There are several scattered locations in the southern islands, the southeast in particular, and other places that actually survived the glacial period. Mm-hmm. And so there are some biota and unique forms of life that are actually quite ancient on the Tongass.
Scientists have identified animals that are unique to the region or a specific part of the region. University of Washington biology professor and ecologist Gordon Orion says they've been here since before the ice receded, about 10,000 years ago.
There are certain patterns and certain species that are endemic. They're among the mammals and mice and martens and weasels that you know they had to have survived. They're just too distinct. That couldn't have happened within the last 8 or 10,000 years. They've been there longer than that.
Study of post-ice age recolonization could help scientists understand how the forest recovers from clear cuts, avalanches, and other major disturbances. Alaback says scientists are looking to other parts of the globe, as well as the past, to better understand the region.
Some people still think of the Tongass as its own unique domain. But I think science is now providing a lot more context for the Tongass, that there are actually other temperate rainforests in the world, and they share a lot of problems and opportunities with the Tongass. And connecting the Tongass with other like environments and other like people, sharing these similar issues, I think is a really exciting new approach to thinking about the Tongass and maybe doing a better job of solving these long-standing issues.
What other temperate rainforests are particularly similar to the Tongass?
Well, a particularly compelling example is in the Patagonia region in southern South America. They have a series of islands and fjords. You can take a photograph of the coastline there, and it's not immediately obvious whether it's Southeast Alaska or Patagonia. And there's similar debates in that region right now. It's relatively undeveloped. Globalization is beginning to catch up with that region. Tourism, ferry boats, all that sort of thing is happening right now. And so I think there is a lot to be gained by sharing from the two regions.
Alaback and Orions were part of the recent Tonga Science Conference in Juneau. The event focused on research related to the forest and was sponsored by Audubon Alaska and the Nature Conservancy, along with several state and federal agencies. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.